Well, let's turn in the scriptures now to Luke chapter 6, and we'll read the last half of the chapter. That's verses 20 through 45. And so Luke chapter 6, verses 20, Luke 26, 20 through 49. Luke 6, 20 through 49. And let us hear the word of the Lord. These are the words of God. And turning his gaze toward his disciples, he began to say, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who hunger now, for you shall be satisfied. Blessed are you who weep now, for you shall laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you and ostracize you and insult you and scorn your name as evil for the sake of the Son of Man. Be glad in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way their fathers used to treat the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you who are receiving your comfort in full. Woe to you who are well fed now, for you shall be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for their fathers used to treat the false prophets in the same way. But I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Whoever hits you on the cheek, offer him the other also. And whoever takes away your coat, do not withhold your shirt from him either. Give to everyone who asks of you, and whoever takes away what is yours, do not demand it back. Treat others the same way you want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. If you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. If you lend to those from whom you expect to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners in order to receive back the same amount. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. And your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for He Himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Do not judge, and you will not be judged, and do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Pardon, and you will be pardoned. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return." And he also spoke a parable to them. "A blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Will they not both fall into a pit? A pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye,' when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. For there is no good tree which produces bad fruit, nor on the other hand a bad tree which produces good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they pick grapes from a briar bush. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and acts on them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when the flood occurred, the torrent burst against that house and could not shake it, because it had been well built. But the one who has heard and has not acted accordingly is like a man who built a house on the ground without any foundation. And the torrent burst against it, and it immediately collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great." That is God's word. After calling the disciples, Jesus spoke to the disciples. That in verse 17 is a large crowd of disciples, and so a greater multitude than the 12. And he began to speak to them in what we call the Sermon on the Mount. It's what we think of in Matthew 5-7, and here it is in Luke 6:20 through the end of the chapter, our passage. And so we see the Beatitudes here, but also the last some of those verses in verse 25 or 24 and following, some warnings, not just the promise or the blessing passage. Blessed are those who, you know, here like verses 20, 21, 22, but also warnings. Woe to those. And so let us not be like such people. Let us rather, what he's getting at here is the gospel, to trust in him, to hunger and thirst for Christ and righteousness. And then verses 27 to 29, we're called to love our enemies, and that's also kind of goes on for a few more verses past that. Then we're called to love our neighbors as ourselves, or treat others as you'd want to be treated. And so all these types of sayings and truths he preached, which calls us, beloved, to put on love, put on the fruit of the Spirit, and then to put off anger and hatred. And those are the some of the principles of loving relationships with others. And especially when talking about sin, he brings up forgiving one another, having a forgiving spirit, knowing that if we forgive others in the same way, the Lord will forgive us of our sins. In the Christian life then, we're called, verse 39, not to follow the ignorant and foolish and perish with them, but follow Christ. Our lives here may be a struggle. We may be persecuted. We may endure great hardship on the earth. But we will be rewarded in glory with the Lord forever. And so he reminds us of that. And then he rebukes the hypocrisy and calls you to reform your hearts, that out of the heart the mouth would speak, but not only would the mouth speak and say, Lord, Lord, but that the mouth would speak and the body would act. We would do good works, which he gives as an illustration of what will happen to the one who not only believes and says, Lord, Lord, but also has good works. It's like the one who builds their house on the rock. And when the storm comes, the house still stands. But for those who would just say, Lord, Lord, or profess faith, as many in the church do, and yet do not live in accordance with the Word of God, with the Gospel, then your lives will be like the house that is built on the sand, or not on the strong foundation. And it will, when the storm comes, it will be destroyed. And so here we are called to live godly lives. Perhaps this afternoon, go back over this and think of the many ways we can love our neighbor as ourselves, as we love the Lord. And this all for the glory of the Son, Jesus Christ, with whom we act and live in accordance with what he's done for us, the gospel. How he loved us. And how, like verse 35, he was kind to us who were ungrateful and evil men by dying for our sins. Let's pray. Our Father, we're thankful in your Son, as we must be, because he has loved us. He has served us to the utmost, dying on the cross, as we'll see this morning in the sermon, dying on the cross and shedding his blood, undergoing your wrath upon him. And Father, we are those ungrateful and evil men and women and children who hate you if it were not for your Son. Father, we are the ones who often rebelled against you, and yet you saved us. You brought us to yourself. You granted us grace and faith not that we would boast in ourselves, but that we would boast alone in the cross of Christ. And Father, in giving us faith and saving us, Father, You have reminded us of how we are present with You in worship by even giving us Your Spirit who is present with us now, as we are present with You now. Father, we're thankful that You are a God who out of our hearts You produce in Your people not only great praises from our mouths, but also in our actions, in our lives, those things that are the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We thank You that You are a merciful God and a gracious God to produce in us that fruit. And we know there are struggles that the old man still comes up and shows himself. And we sin. But Father, there is nothing that we can do apart from Your Son, Jesus Christ. And so we thank You that You work in us Your righteousness and holiness, that You're making us righteous. You're sanctifying our hearts, that we cannot, any here, we cannot say that we have no sin, but rather we come confessing our sin because we know that You are faithful and just to forgive us, that we know that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. And so we come boldly to Your throne even now as we have considered our sin, that we have not loved You, we've not loved our neighbor as ourselves. But rather, we have often been the hypocrite, we've often been the selfish ones, we've often been those who gossip and judge others and slander them. Father, we ask that You would forgive us of our sins and You would cause us to love You and treat others as we would want to be treated by loving our neighbor as ourselves. Father, work in us Your righteousness. And grant us blessing, happiness, that we would be satisfied in You alone. Father, we pray also for those many requests that we often bring up, those who struggle in their bodies often, and we pray that You would strengthen those of our congregation, especially, and our family members who struggle as we get older and we feel more and more the effects of the fall, and therefore see more and more our need for Christ, even as Your people. Father, heal our bodies. This we know You will do, especially when You bring us into glory, and our bodies are resurrected from the dead, and we receive new glorified bodies. We thank You and look forward to that time. Father, we also pray for Phyllis as she goes to Springfield this week. Pray that You would give her prosperity and bless her time with her mother and sister, that she would be able to find a place to live. And as we pray for Mary Ashley as she prepares in the coming months to do that as well. Father, we also ask that You would be given all glory, that we would never forget how You have blessed us in answering our prayers with the bringing to us Lillian and all these daughters of the church. And also we thank You for bringing John to us, that You would grant us to see and remember how You are faithful at hearing our prayers, but not just hearing, but answering them according to Your will for Your glory. And so as we pray, have prayed now, and will continue to pray, we pray that You would answer our prayers. For Christ's sake, amen.